Good morning. You, as a follower of Jesus Christ today, are a new creation. You have a new heart. In yesterday's episode of The Morning Mindset, we looked into Romans chapter 7 and we dug into a passage that is so common to us. I mean, we read it and we can relate because Paul says, "The good that I want to do, I don't do. And the evil that I hate, that's what I wind up doing." And he's describing a struggle that is common to all of us. We've all experienced it. And I highlighted yesterday that the good news from that struggle, from that passage, is that you have a redeemed heart. You do not want to do the evil that Paul is describing, just like he didn't want to do the evil. He had this desire inside of him to be more and to do more than he was capable of being or doing in his own strength. And that is great news, that our hearts have been redeemed. Our identity is changed. We are no longer failing, struggling sinners. We are saints. We are renewed. And I promised yesterday, right at the tail end of the episode, that we would dig into this a little bit to see where this struggle comes from. If it's true that our renewed heart wants to do the will of God, then why do we still struggle? Well, Paul reveals it. He says in verse 15, "I know that the law is spiritual, but I am of the flesh." Now, that word flesh is vital. It doesn't really matter that you know this, but I'm going to tell you the Greek word there is the word sarx. Sarx is how you would say it. And it means the body. It means skin and bone. It means this human form that we are in right now. Paul says, "I am of the flesh, sold under sin." So he's saying, I still live in a mortal body. That is key. It's important to recognize the distinction Paul's making because he goes on in verse 15. He says, "I don't understand my own actions. I do the very things that I hate." And then he goes on, and in verse 17, he says, "It is no longer I who do it." That's great news. It's not me. That desire, that willingness to give in to the sinful desires is not the real me. Well, what is it then? He says, "It is sin within me." So in other words, sin that dwells in your mortal body. Your human body still has the stain of sin. And because of this struggle Paul is describing, we've often been taught that there is an old you and a new you, and that they're both still alive inside of you, and they fight between each other. Now, I recognize that's what it feels like, but that's not what it is. And it's important to know this because it has to do with your identity. When you understand who you are, who you really are, it makes all the difference in how you live and how you go about fighting the battle that you have to fight. Paul says, "Nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh," verse 18. Again, that word sarx, the human body. The human body still has a residue of sin, this power called sin that resides in our human bodies. And it is what wars with the new me, the new you, the new identity the Holy Spirit has created inside of us. Paul goes on, he says, "I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out, for I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." He says, "I know that if I do not do what I want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me." The power of sin that dwells within me. The battle that happens between you, the redeemed you, and this foreign power called sin. Now, I know it sounds a little science fiction-ish at this point, and we're going to unpack it more tomorrow, but just know this today. You, in your very core, your identity, are a new creature. You don't want to do those evil things. Your identity is redeemed and holy and good. Let's talk about this more tomorrow on the Morning Mindset edition of Live, Build, Change.